Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. With everything going on this month, beginning right at the start of November, it seemed better not to wait. And so I am diving in tonight to my overview of the waning cycle that will take us from yesterday's full moon in Taurus on October 31st, sewn by the calendar and Halloween, through to the new moon in Scorpio on the 15th of November. There is a lot going on. There are transits other than the moon cycle transits that I will be mentioning because they're really significant and will color how we experience this waning lunar cycle. So let me begin with the key dates. As I said, the full moon, as you know, was yesterday, October 31st. We reach the disseminating moon, which will be in Gemini, on Wednesday, the 4th of November, at 12:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because we are in Standard Time now, once again. The waning trine moon in the sign of Cancer, within the disseminating phase, arrives on Thursday, the 5th of November at 8:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The last quarter moon in dramatic Leo will be Sunday, November 8th, 8:46 a.m. The waning sextile moon in Virgo, part of the last quarter phase, will be Tuesday, November 10th, 4:53 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The balsamic moon will be in Libra, Wednesday, November 11th, 7:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That new moon in Scorpio will be Sunday, November 14th at 12:07 a.m., which is 7 minutes after midnight. So in any time zone west of my eastern time zone, the new moon will fall very late on Saturday, November 14th. And of course, in time zones east of me, it will be a little later into the morning on the Sunday. So that said, I'm going to dive in to my more detailed conversation about what's going on right now and what we might expect over the next couple of weeks. Thank you. Usually, I begin these overviews with the first phase that comes after the lunation. In other words, the crescent moon after a new moon, or in this case, the disseminating moon after a full moon. This time, though, it's important to say something about the full moon phase, because even though the full moon happened yesterday, the phase continues until we reach that disseminating moon. And as it happens, in the world and in astrology, there are some things worth saying about these next few days. This is, after all, the election in the U.S., which is huge for us here, and also is going to reverberate around the world. So on one hand, this means that anything that was said in terms of a delineation for the full moon is still in play, still unfolding. What I said in my write-up, what other astrologers pointed out among those that you follow or listen to, is still happening, still relevant. You may also have heard that Mercury will station direct on the 3rd of November at 12:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so in the middle of voting, and that this is the official end to the retrograde. This is true. It is. And the most important thing about Mercury on this date, the 3rd of November, is not that it's turning direct, but that it is stationing. We may want to get really hopeful and say, oh my God, the retrograde's over. Everything's going to be smooth sailing and direct from this point on. And I hope that happens. But what is really important to know is that when any planet stations, it's barely moving. It's moving really slowly, if at all. And for a typically quick planet like Mercury, this is especially significant. Also, as Mercury stations, it will be squaring Saturn. And this square is already in play because Mercury is already moving slowly and will continue to be in play for some days after the 3rd. So this Mercury station on Election Day and the Mercury square Saturn are key aspects that are pointing to things needing to be done carefully. So please, if you are voting on Election Day, and if you haven't voted before then, please do vote on Election Day, but double check everything. Make sure you have your ID. Make sure that you know where you're going. Make sure you know what you want to mark on your ballot. Double check it before you turn it in, even if it's after the direct station. Because Mercury square Saturn has a need to be careful, to double check, to make sure it's right, to follow the rules. In a more general way, this Mercury station and the square to Saturn point to us likely not having a definitive answer as to the outcome of the election on Election Day. This is something that if you follow astrology blogs or podcasts or anything, videos, YouTube, if you're following astrology, you've no doubt heard this, but may not know all the reasons why. Because we're in the midst of really complicated transits right now, there are multiple reasons why, but the Mercury station is a key. So the big takeaway here is that when a planet stations, it's moving slowly. There is not an immediate release from what's been happening. There is a slowing down, a shift in direction, yes, but very little movement compared to whatever that planet does normally. And that is happening within the full moon phase, because we won't get into the disseminating phase until the next day, Wednesday, November 4th, 12:20 p.m., just afternoon. This is going to be a Gemini moon, very different energy than what we've had, a release, a wanting to talk, to share. Now, the disseminating moon is about sharing, and there has been so much, there is now so much tension around this election, around what might happen, what might not happen, that it will be perfectly natural and in line with the lunar phasing this time, that the next day we're all going to have this sense of, oh my God, we're through it. We might like it, we might not like it, but we will have been through that day. So a moon in Gemini loves to talk. There's going to be a desire to connect. Perhaps you, as we all have been to some extent, have been feeling isolated, have been deliberately staying away from social media to protect your own mental health. So likely on Wednesday, there's going to be a desire to reconnect. Are you okay? What's been going on? What do you think about this? So, moon in Gemini. I want to recommend a podcast episode. The astrology podcast is one that I listen to regularly. And there was a recent episode in which Chris Brennan interviewed Jessica Lignato about the Mercury retrograde. And one of the things that Jessica Lignato said that I think is especially important to this disseminating moon in Gemini is that Mercury is also about how we listen. So, yes, we want to connect. Yes, there's going to be a release of energy. Yes, we want to talk. And that's good. That's cool. That's important. We also want to listen. We want to give those we connect with a chance for a similar release, a similar way to say, oh my God, this has been so tough. What do we do next? And we also need to be listening to what is being disseminated more generally. Gemini has the ability to connect with, to network with multiple sources, and to juggle them all, to balance them all. There may be a real need on Wednesday to take in information from a lot of different places and be able to figure out what's going on. Mercury will be newly direct in Libra, so finding that balance is possible, but we're going to have to look for it. Within the disseminating phase, the next evening, Thursday evening, we will reach the waning trine moon in Cancer, the Cancer moon trining the sun in Scorpio. Both will be applying to trine Neptune retrograde in Pisces. To me, this is pointing us to Soin, which is S-A-M-H-A-I-N, the Irish spelling for the Irish turning of the year that happens at this time. Yes, by the calendar, Soin arrives at Halloween. But astrologically, by an older calendar, Soin arrives when the sun reaches 15 Scorpio, and that will be on Friday evening, November 6th, at 7:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So when we get that waning trine moon in the sign of Cancer, the day before, the evening before, there's a feeling, a need to find our hearth, to find our home fire, and to connect not only with those living we care about, but to recognize that at this time of year, we also connect with and welcome ancestors and beings from realms other than human. We can, if we look for it, find a sense of deep connection in these days, a sense of settling in when, in the Northern Hemisphere, as we head into winter, there's less orientation to the world outside and more orientation to the world inside, both inside the home and inside our own psyches. So look for that at the waning trine moon on Thursday and Samhain on Friday. Then on Sunday, November 8th, we reach the last quarter moon, which is going to be in Leo, a dramatic, outgoing, passionate, playful, joyful energy. This moon in Leo squares the sun and trines Mars. And let's just mention that Mars retrograde in Aries is ruling, the ancient ruler of the Scorpio sun. So perhaps having been replenished, recharged by our time within, our time with family, with ancestors, with magical beings, we're ready to move into the world and do something. Likely, during this last quarter moon phase, there will be a desire for some dramatic action, which is fine as long as it's not overdone. So we don't want to be needlessly dramatic or causing drama. For example, promulgating fake news or going overboard in our response to whatever's happening in the world by Sunday. But bold action that reflects our desires, our passions, our values, our commitment, yes. Quarter moons, those squares between the sun and the moon, there's a challenge and a call to action. So if you feel like you've just got to do something that weekend of the 8th of November, then make sure it is something that you will stand up for, that you will be in the spotlight for, and will be proud of. During that last quarter phase, we get the waning sextile moon, which is in Virgo. So, sextile, energized communication between sun and moon. A Virgo moon is careful, detail-oriented, wants to make sure everything that is needed is there. The Scorpio sun is wary, as always. The Jupiter at this point will be strongly applying to Pluto. And this could be a time when we're moving into something big happening. The same day as the waning sextile, in fact, the same time, 2 minutes after the official moment of the waning sextile, Mercury moves into Scorpio. And so we have that added sense of messages and a need to beware, to be wary, to be aware of where we are, what's going on around us. The balsamic moon is in Libra, and Venus is in Libra as well at this time. And so our sense of letting go will be beautifully done, will be well managed. And this is a good thing. We ought to, I urge you to prepare for this balsamic phase, which begins on Wednesday, November 11th in the evening, 7:26 p.m., that you plan for something beautiful and comforting and supportive and harmonious as a way to release whatever you need to release. Because during this balsamic moon phase, two important transits, two important events are going to occur as we lead up to the new moon in Scorpio on November 15th. On the 12th of November, we will reach the conjunction between Jupiter and Pluto. And this is the third in a series. It is the last in the series. And so this could be a culmination. And when Jupiter and Pluto come together, it signals, it signifies transfers of power, shifts of power, of money, of something else that is an emblem, a badge, a part of the process of wielding power in the world. It might point to something happening with the pandemic. Right now, politics is definitely on the table, could relate to that. And then the next day, November 13th, Mars will station direct. Again, this means that Mars will be, and has been in the days around us, moving really slowly. So Mars heading direct in Aries will be a nice shift, a release, a sense that we can move ahead with things that we've been held back on. But it's also a time of maximum focus on Mars. So the combination those 2 days of Jupiter conjunct Pluto followed by the Mars station are likely going to throw up some intense events in the news cycle and potentially in our own lives, depending on where they connect with our birth charts. So take advantage, welcome the balsamic moon in Libra as a time when you can consciously, carefully, beautifully, and harmoniously let go of things you're done with, knowing that more chaotic things may be unfolding in the world around you in the days ahead. Then we'll get to the new moon in Scorpio, which I will talk about at a later time. We are continuing to be in very powerful astrology these days, very powerful patterns that point to big shifts in our world. For many of us, this is including big shifts in our personal lives. Not always welcome, but there and to be dealt with. At this point, as we move into the ending of this year, we're seeing the culmination of a number of the cycles that we've been in this year. And this is certainly going to be happening in this waning lunar cycle. So be conscious, be aware, follow the moon to pay attention to your own inner life, your emotions, what's going on in your body, and what you need to do to take care of yourself in a time that is wildly intense and unpredictable. And yet, we will get through it. We will. So I will be talking to you again as we get close to the new moon. And in the meantime, we'll be posting about each of the lunar phases as we go through over the next few weeks. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, ready to dive into this waning lunar cycle with you and see just what the hell's going to happen over the next few days. As always, thank you for listening and take good care of yourself.